Drew, how strange has this season been for you with all the off the field stuff and the, you know, Joe's back this week. He wasn't there before. I mean, how's that been for you?
You know, it was I'd say it was strange in the beginning. It definitely took some adjustments, but I feel like we're at the point now where, hey, it's mid-season. We're kind of in our routine, and I think we kind of have a plan, you know, mapped out. I mean, like, you know, we knew Jovet was going to be coming back, and obviously Jovet's a guy who we're all very familiar with, and he's been here since 06. I mean, he's been here ever since I got here. We know what to expect. We, you know, nothing's changed in regards to, you know, our schedule, and it doesn't matter who's up there talking to us, whether Darren Cromer or Joe Vitt or Sean Payton. I mean, the message is very much the same, you know, just because of, you know, the foundation of what we've built around here. You know, it's just whoever's up there is a mouthpiece for, you know, what we've preached around here, you know, forever. And kind of our approach and our preparation and our schedule and our routine and everything else.
Drew, your team is 32nd in defense, 32nd in rushing, and one in passing. I know they pay you the big bucks, but do you feel the little extra pressure that you have to carry the team this year?
No, I don't feel that. I feel like, you know, in a lot of ways, those numbers are they don't tell the story. You know, I mean, I definitely feel like, you know, for us offensively, which is really all I can speak for, we strive to be, you know, more balanced. And I know that the numbers don't show that right now, but I don't think it's always about, hey, your total yardage, you know, in regards to rushing. I think rushing in a lot of cases is situational. It's, you know, how efficient are we when we are rushing the football, you know, in regards to yards per carry. You want to be able to rush the ball effectively enough to where it can open up opportunities in the pass game. Certainly, you want to throw the ball well enough that it can open up opportunities in the run game. So you just want those to be as complementary as possible. We certainly didn't start this season off doing that very well, but I feel like we've made improvements over the last few weeks, and that's something we want to continue to focus on improving.
Were you surprised at the end of the games, several games, on your throw-to-run ratio? I mean, I'm sure you're not keeping count of it during the game, but were you surprised afterwards?
About what now?
How much you were throwing to how much you were running?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are a little, the ratio is a little more skewed than we would probably like for it to be. And I think that's why, you know, after the fact, you always take a look at those numbers and you say, okay, how can we be more balanced? How can we be more efficient? And how can we bring those numbers closer together?
Drew, I got a chance to talk to you. I think it was 2008 Pro Bowl, 2007. And you said then that Brady and Manning were definitely the top two, and you hope to be in there. Definitely, wouldn't you say that you are join them the last 3 years?
That's not for me to say or determine. I still think those guys are. I guess the standard, so to speak, and I say that because they've done it so consistently and for so long, you know, and certainly they're not only going to go down as the best of, you know, our generation, but two of the best of all time. I mean, you look at what Aaron Rodgers has done the last, you know, 3 years. That's been pretty impressive. There's lots of guys. I think you look at and you study a little bit and you say, man, how are they doing that so well? And, you know, I want some of that. You know, whatever they're doing, I got to figure that out. You know, but I don't know. I just try to be myself. And I let it's all said and done. You know, which hopefully I can play this game for as long as I can. But at the end of the day, I would love to be considered in that category.
When Peyton was coming back with his neck and the nerve, did you think back to your situation with the labrum and the doubts that people had about
you
coming back?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're talking about a neck versus a shoulder. But, you know, I'll say this. I mean, I know what I had to do to overcome, you know, my injury. I can only imagine what Peyton had to overcome, you know, with his injury. I know it was multiple neck surgeries. I know that it was, you know, a much longer period of time than, you know, what my rehab was. And you're talking about your neck. So I think it's been pretty unbelievable what he's been able to do, you know, coming off of that. I can only imagine, you know, just, you know, being out of football for that amount of time and then getting back in it and just all the things that come along with that. Yeah, I mean, it just, I think, shows his dedication and his love for the game and his passion to play and to compete.
Drew, what are your thoughts about facing Tracy Porter, a guy that helped you win that Super Bowl trophy a few years ago?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I had 4 great years with Tracy, going against him in practice every day. You know, he obviously was a big part of what we were able to accomplish here, you know, over the last 4 years. And it's always kind of weird to see a guy like that, you know, who is such a big part of what you did, and all of a sudden he's now on the other side, you know, from you in the game. But, you know, what's interesting is this last week we played against the Bucks, and Carl Nix, you know, one of our offensive linemen for 4 years, was on the other side of the ball. That was weird. Now, granted, not going against him directly, but, you know, he was on the other side. And the week before that, it was Robert Beecham, who was one of our receivers, you know, a big part of our success, was on the other side of the ball in San Diego. So, I don't know. Maybe this one's a little different because Tracy plays corner and we're going to be seeing him every snap. But, yeah, it's just interesting.
I'm sure as you've been preparing this week, you're watching all these games in which the Broncos have played a lot better in the second half. What does that do for you in your preparation with the offense, knowing that this Broncos team tends to play well in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, well, you know this. You know that they make great adjustments at halftime. You know, the stats don't lie in that regard. Just they come out firing. They play great defense. They play great offense. It really forced a lot of turnovers in the second half. You know, so they had the opportunity to make a lot of plays in that regard too. You know, just that sense of urgency, I think, that's created, you know, when you're talking about finishing in the fourth quarter. So I think for us, it just means that, you know, no matter what happens throughout the course of this game, you get to the fourth quarter and, you know, this is a team that you're going up against that knows how to finish. And so you just need to be as meticulous and detailed as possible. You know, you got to take advantage of every opportunity you get. And we got to make sure that we're in a position where, you know, we need to finish.
The passing game in today's NFL is all about creating mismatches, Drew. Tell us the difference that Jimmy Graham makes when he's on the field for you.
Well, he's an unbelievable, you know, talent, and certainly, you know, for a guy who's 6'6", 270, you know, tell me who wants to cover that guy, you know, especially, you know, the fact he can run like a deer and he's just a playmaker. So, you know, I think we find that obviously he's a guy that, you know, we try to get, you know, matched up favorably and get him the ball. And he's, you know, just, you watch his development here over the last year and a half, and, you know, he's still a very young player, but just continues to get better and better, and definitely a big part of what we do.
Were you surprised by his development, Drew? I mean, he had, what, 17 catches in college, and when he came in, he was raw as a rookie. Have you been surprised how quickly he's developed?
Yeah, I think it's pretty impressive that a guy can go from, like you said, not playing football for 4 years and then playing very sparingly, you know, in his fifth year at Miami, and then just so quickly developing so quickly. I mean, I think it just speaks a lot to him and his desire and his passion for the game and his fire. You know, there's this fire that burns within him that's much more mental than it is physical. Obviously, he's a great physical talent, but I think mentally he's constantly wanting to challenge himself and get better at something, and never satisfied with where he's at. And I'd say that so much of his success is because of what's in his heart and what's, you know, between his ears, as opposed to his physical talent.
Drew, in regards to the suspensions because of the bounty scandal, do you think the Saints got a raw deal?
What's that?
Do you think you guys got a raw deal in regards to the suspensions?
I think that's kind of obvious at this point, isn't it? But, you know, for us, we're midway through the season here. We're focused on winning football games.
Drew, what do you remember about the last game you didn't throw a touchdown in 09 against the Jets?
What about it?
What do you remember about it? That's an awful long time ago.
Yeah, I remember we won the game, and it was a big game. They were undefeated, we were undefeated. I guess that was all that mattered. There was probably two opportunities to throw one in that game that I missed out on, so I was a little upset with myself. But we won, so it's all that matters.
Does that record mean something to you, given so many people in the league have said it would never be broken?
It does, absolutely. It means a lot because of the person who held it, Johnny Unitas, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play this game, pioneer for this game, really revolutionized the quarterback position. Because it stood for 52 years, I mean, that lets you know that a lot of great quarterbacks have played in this league that have had that opportunity, and it's difficult. And I think the fact that it doesn't just span over one season, it spans over the course of four seasons. You know, you're talking 09, 010, 11, and 12. So four teams, four groups of guys were a part of that, you know, and everyone's a part of that. So many people that are part of that. So I think it's just something that so many people can share in.